Today, between master and disciples, Camila Castillo, a Bretonian artist and dancer, will be present in Spanish with subtitles in Arabic, Aulasis or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czech Slovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
En las escrituras se suele hacer referencia al cuerpo humano como el templo de Dios. Sin embargo, es un privilegio muy poco común para cualquier alma alcanzar esta morada sagrada que alberga al ser divino, ya que es verdaderamente una bendición poder renacer como ser humano. En varias ocasiones, la Maestra Suprema Ching Hai ha hablado sobre lo inusual de este fenómeno.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
Como el templo viviente de Dios, el cuerpo humano está completamente equipado con milagrosas maravillas que pueden ser despertadas en aquellos que están espiritualmente conscientes y tienen fe absoluta en el Creador de toda la vida. Inedia, término latín para ayuno, es la capacidad humana de vivir sin alimento. Desde tiempos inmemoriales, siempre han existido individuos que pueden sustentarse de prana o la fuerza vital de la vida. A través de la gracia y la providencia, los inedios, personas que siguen un estilo de vida libre de alimentos, pueden captar la energía de la naturaleza para nutrirse.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love. And faith alone.
Estos individuos son conocidos como arívoros, solarianos, acuíferos o pranarianos y proceden de toda condición de vida, diferentes culturas y de todos los rincones del mundo. En efecto, las posibilidades y los milagros en esta vida, como nuestro benevolente creador ha diseñado para nosotros, son interminables. Solo necesitamos conectarnos internamente para reconocer nuestra abundante magnificencia como hijos de Dios. La Maestra Suprema Ching Hai ha recomendado una serie semanal de Supreme Master Television para presentar a aquellas personas del pasado y el presente que han escogido vivir en la tierra sin alimentarse. Que sus historias espirituales los cautiven, que sus corazones se abran y sus horizontes se expandan. Ahora tengan el agrado de acompañarnos en nuestro programa Camila Castillos, una artista y bailarina arívora en Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Este programa trata la posibilidad del arivorismo o vivir sin comer alimentos y no es una instrucción completa. Para su seguridad, por favor no intente dejar de consumir alimentos sin la guía adecuada de un experto.
Saludos telespectadores amantes de la naturaleza. Continuamos nuestro viaje al bello país sudamericano de Ecuador para conocer a Camila Castillos, una bailarina y artista aeríbora.
Camila, la querida esposa del aeríboro Akai, ya hace 2 años que no consume alimentos. En el programa la semana anterior, aprendimos que Camila creció en una familia feliz en California, Estados Unidos. Ella llevaba una vida normal y en sus años adolescentes decidió cambiar una dieta vegetariana. Así como otros individuos que no ingieren alimentos como la doctora Barbara Moore, Jerry Kusufai y Pan Tan Lok, Camila hizo la transición a una dieta compasiva enteramente libre de productos animales antes de volverse aeríbora. Ella no planificó dejar de consumir alimentos, el proceso ocurrió naturalmente.
I think that many experiences that happened in my life probably led to this state of being opening up to me. But a specific one that I think of that I know had a lot of weight in this was a few years ago. I had a sort of physical ailment. And in that time, I recognized that my body was purifying itself of something so that I could enter into a new state of being. And I think that that was the moment when physically I was given that message that, okay, now you are leaving many old things behind and you will start on a new path.
Cuando llegó esta disposición mental, la oportunidad llamó a su puerta para aprender a estar libre de alimentos.
De la nada, una mujer arribó al umbral de Camila y solicitó un lugar donde poder quedarse para experimentar el proceso de transición al aireborismo. Un nuevo mundo se abrió para Camila y su esposo cuando hicieron un acto de fe.
Being a breatharian has changed my life in many ways. A very automatic thing that comes to my mind is my happiness. The state that I feel that I am in now is one that is unconditional. It is a state that it doesn't fluctuate. Before I became a breatharian, I maybe had more highs and lows in my life, you know, moments where I felt very good, other moments where maybe I didn't know why, but it didn't feel so good. And now everything that happens to me makes me happy. I think becoming a breatharian has made me recognize that the only way to feel and the only current to ride in life is the current of well-being and happiness.
¿Cómo es posible que la humanidad sea capaz de vivir sin comida?
Al igual que muchos otros individuos libres de alimentos, Luis Lato, Giri Bala, San Nicolás de Fru, Camila cree que la habilidad de mantener la vida gracias a la energía cósmica o prana es un don del cielo.
I don't know what name to give this essence. Many people, I think, call this essence God or cosmic energy, divine light. There are many names that we can give it. I love the word divine light. I love cosmic love. There's many beautiful words and phrases that we can try to put on the essence. But for me, it is that life essence that gives all life its life. Plants and animals, humans, planets, everything is connected by a thread of life that gives us our sustenance, and that's life.
Por favor, permanezca sintonizado a Supreme Master Television. Entre maestro y discípulos regresará en solo un momento con nuestro programa sobre Camila Castillos, una artista y bailarina aeríbora.
Thank you.
Bienvenidos de nuevo al episodio de hoy de Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Continuamos nuestra presentación sobre Camila Castillos, una artista y bailarina ariora.
Ahora que no ingiere alimentos, ¿cómo es la vida para Camila? ¿Experimentó algún cambio emocional o físico?
Camila compartió su experiencia con nosotros.
How do you feel after you became food free?
There have been different changes physically and also energetically, because this physical body is the most dense that we can see. It is here physically, we can touch it, it is tangible. And so in this body, being a breatharian, I feel much more clear. I feel like I never have any state of not feeling good. My physical body always feels good. I feel full of energy always. I never feel down or without energy. I can activate my energy in any moment that I wish to. Energetically, my emotions and my mind, my spirit, I feel very free, like I am floating all the time. And I think that a tangible word that I can use to describe this is happiness. I think that energy and that feeling of well-being here in our hearts, which we call happiness, is now constant and stable in my life.
El proceso de Camila de transición al arborismo fue similar al del agricultor acuíbero Pan Tan Lok, el solariano Hira Ratan Manek y la orívora doctora Barbara Moore. Fue relativamente sencillo y sin mucha incomodidad. Su experiencia completa hasta ahora ha sido edificante.
I have not been sick at all. If anything, my health improved a million times since I became a breatharian. Before, maybe I would get a cold or maybe a stomach ache or something like that. And now, never. I haven't got a cold or a cough or a stomach ache.
¿Todo el mundo tiene esta capacidad de vivir libre de alimentos y de prevenir enfermedades? ¿O es solo para algunos especiales?
Evidentemente, en la gente que sigue una dieta sin productos animales, sean vegetarianos, veganos, herbívoros, solarianos, acuíferos o planarianos, los resultados han demostrado ser beneficiosos.
I know that my body is self-sufficient, that everything that I need, I can call upon and it will happen within me. We are all divine beings. We all have the power to heal, to be healed, and this is something that exists within each one of us. And the more we search within ourselves to unveil that capacity, the stronger and more strength it will gain to be able to show that capacity.
Confianza en el ser divino para proveernos todo lo que necesitamos. Este es un concepto que muchos otros herbívoros han expresado. Tener el coraje de prescindir de la comida enteramente, ignorar un sistema de creencia social basado en el alimento para sobrevivir, requiere una enorme cantidad de fe y una completa entrega a la voluntad de Dios.
I have always been a person who has faith in something greater, and now I know that something greater exists within me and also within every being that lives. Religion and spirituality, they all base in finding that divine being that exists and holds all of these things, those wonderful virtues like love and happiness and serenity, tranquility. And I think that faith is a natural part of our beings. As human beings, I think that having faith is something that we all know is good. It's good. And the more faith we have in something, the more that something shows us that yes, I'm here, that it's true, you can have faith in me. There are many paths and many ways of searching for this one essence that we will all find in our perfect moment. And I respect everyone's path. because I know that that is perfect in their own state of being.
De su propia experiencia personal de estar libre de alimentos, Camila cree que todos se beneficiarán muchísimo de este estilo de vida.
It has allowed me to find my own state of happiness, and I know that that is a search that many people are doing right now as we speak, and I believe, I know that this way of life gives you the opportunity to find everything that you were looking for, because I know now that my search is over. All of those things that I was looking for, they exist now within me and within my presence. And I would recommend this way of life to everybody.
Para aquellas almas valientes que quieren vivir sin consumir alimentos, Camila tiene algunos consejos útiles.
The best tip that I think I could give is recognize that what you are looking for is right here within you now, in this very moment. Don't look too much outside of you for the wisdom and the knowledge that you already contain within. A lot of times in our lives have been taught that we don't know, that we need to be taught in order to know. But I know that each being is divine, and each person knows exactly what it is that they themselves need. And my tip would be, allow for your own inner master to do its job. Allow for that being, that I am, that divinity, the God, whatever it is you would like to call it, allow for that being to channel itself through you. Allow yourself to open to new possibilities and unlimited ways of life. Challenge, not in a way that forces anything, but challenge things or habits that you have in your life, necessities, and question them. Ask yourself if they really are necessities or what those aspects play in your life. But the one thing is very important is know that each one of you are your own master.
La forma de vivir libre de alimentos de Camila, compasiva y acorde con el precepto de no violencia, es un ejemplo de vivir en la fe y confiar en la divinidad.
I think that the more we accept the perfection that exists and accept that we are not the ones who are controlling everything, but rather there is a divine energy that is being channeled through us, the more we are aware and conscious of that, the more in line and perfect and happy and stable our lives will be.
Gracias, valerosos televidentes, por su compañía en el episodio de hoy de Entre Maestro y Discípulos. Por favor, sigan con nosotros en Supreme Master Television para ver buena gente, buenas obras, enseguida después de noticias de interés. Dios los bendiga y nos despedimos por ahora. Thank you, curious viewers, for your company for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for good people, good works. Coming up next right after Noteworthy News. God bless and farewell for now.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.